This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We're doing a two-part Inside Douglas County today, covering a couple different things going on. We're going to start out with Wildlife Safari. Ali Shaver, the marketing coordinator, her first time on the radio with the new job. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, a big news out today from Wildlife Safari. Talk about the new cheetah cubs.
Yes. So we have four new cheetah cubs that are now starting to come out of their den and start to venture out in the field with their mama. So we have three males and one female, and they were born to Mom Bam Bam. And we're actually doing a naming contest, too, on our Facebook page right now for two of the males.
Wow. Now, how long ago were they born?
They were born April 12th.
And let's see. What can you tell us about them so far?
So far, they're just rambunctious little cubs. They're having fun playing. They just started peeking their heads out over the weekend, and now they're starting to venture further and further out.
Now, I imagine they're not in a public setting yet, right?
They are, actually. They're in our cheetah loop.
Oh, already?
Yes.
So people can go by there and see them. That's always really popular. How many cheetahs do you have right now?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, the total number of cheetahs, I'm not sure. But total number of cubs that have been born at the park now is 259.
Wow. And of course, Wildlife Safari, known as being one of the top facilities for cheetah breeding in the world.
Yes.
And what's that? Now, you just started there, so I could ask you lots of questions. You would say, I'm not sure. What's your take? I mean, you've obviously lived in the area for a long time. Just what's your take? What's it like to work at Wildlife Safari?
I absolutely love it. I tell people all the time that this is my dream job. Being a part of the safari and the park, the atmosphere is fantastic there, as well as the care for the animals. It's top notch, and it's just a very positive environment to be in.
And when you started there, did you kind of like to do a drive-through?
I did. I've done the drive-through before, but not very recently, except for when I started. I've gone through probably about 8 times now. The park is fantastic.
What's your favorite area to go through?
I like the bears. They're really cute, especially our grizzly bears. They really love attention. So when you stop and look at them, one of our younger cubs, she likes to stand up and get really close to people as close as she can anyways.
Neat. Now, you mentioned the naming opportunity for the contest for these cheetah cubs. What do people do about that?
Yeah, so you go on our Facebook page, and there's a post up with a photo of Bam nursing the four cubs. Of course, they were younger at that point. And then they just go in, drop the comment of what their name suggestion is, and we'll go through and pick our top five, and then we'll do a poll on Friday.
And so the names will be released pretty quick.
Yes, hopefully Monday.
All right. What else is going on at Wildlife Safari you want to let people know about?
Well, we do have more babies. We have a few different babies. We have Neil Guy baby. She just got released back out to the park last week. Neil Guy is part of the antelope family, so they're actually one of the largest antelopes from Asia. And then we also have a zebra baby out and an emu baby.
Wow. And of course, during springtime, we're going to have even more.
Yes. We should be having an elk soon, too.
Wow. Okay. Now, talk about some of the upcoming events.
Yeah. So our next event is Dream Night, which is the one that we do for terminally ill children. We come out, we give them a night at the park and make the best possible night that they can have. And then we have Sippin' Safari this summer as well. That's in July.
And what happens at Sippin' Safari?
Sippin' Safari, I'm still learning on, but it's a wine tasting and beer tasting.
And that will be, is that a weekend event?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have the exact date on that at the moment.
What about things for families and kids as we kind of look towards summer?
Well, one of the things that we're coming into the summer is we're getting painted dogs. So that's a new species that we're getting at the park as well. They're going to be there probably, we're hoping July, worst case scenario, August.
And I know that was one of the things that had been talked about at the big fundraiser last year. A lot of work probably going in to get an area ready for them then.
A lot. We've done a lot of building, a lot of reconstructing, remodeling, fencing, you name it.
And how many are you going to have?
We are getting two for sure. One male, one female.
And have you seen a picture of what they look like?
I have. Not the ones that we're getting specifically, but of painted dogs.
So kind of explain that one, because I think a lot of people aren't familiar with what that would be.
Yeah. So they kind of look like hyenas a little bit with the coloring, rounded ears.
Okay. Interesting. So what else is on your list of things to go over?
Yeah.
So
we're getting a new gem mining setup as well. And what makes this gem mining special is that it was custom built to fit wheelchairs. So it's got a lower sluice, so that way we can fit a wheelchair under it, as well as it's leveled perfect for it to be ADA accessible.
Wow, pretty neat. What other things are happening?
We have done a lot of remodels for more ADA accessibility. So we've remodeled the barnyard and our petting zoo, so that way we can fit wheelchairs through there. All of our pathways have been designed and widened, so that way they can fit a wheelchair along with our train as wheelchair accessibility and our encounter and tour vehicles as well.
Now, talk about encounters. If people have never done those before, explain what that's all about.
Oh, they're great. We have a lot of different options. My personal favorite is the giraffe feed. So you get loaded up into this open truck and you drive through the park and stop around the giraffes and you get to feed giraffes.
And have you gotten a chance to do one of those yet?
I have. It's so far my favorite. I've also done the big bear, which you go out, you give berries to the bears, and they wave, and it's really cute.
Now, the giraffes always seem kind of inquisitive.
Yes. I love giraffes. They're one of my favorites.
And just given the shape of the animal, does that ever make you a little nervous when they get inquisitive?
Absolutely not. They're pretty gentle.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we need to let people know about?
We do have our reptile house that has been finished, and now we're getting reptiles in there. So right now we have our tortoise Shell. He is out in the yard and venturing around, and we're hoping to get more snakes in there and more reptiles within the next week.
Wait, the tortoise's name is?
Shell.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
This wasn't something the executive director thought of, is it?
I'm not sure who named him.
Interesting. I don't think I knew that before, but that caught me off guard. Wasn't expecting that. As you have gotten, how long have you been at Wildlife Safari?
This is my fourth week.
So you're still trying to figure out where things are, even yourself probably.
Absolutely. There's certain back roads or staff roads that I need to go down that I'm like, I don't quite remember how to get there. So it's a learning process, but I'm picking it up.
Now, have you ever got lost yet?
Not, kind of, a little bit.
because it's just such a huge facility.
Yeah, 600 acres. It's a lot of acreage and can easily get turned around.
Wow. And let's see, talk about is kind of explain what your role is going to be at Safari.
Yeah, so my role is I deal with the marketing and the public relations. So all the advertising, the billboards, the signage, a lot of my job consists of making new signs.
And what made you interested in coming to work at Wildlife Safari?
I've been in marketing for the last 9 years, and I've really wanted to upscale my profession and my career and grow in that. And when I saw that Wildlife Safari was hiring for this position, it didn't take me very long to hit that apply button. And I am very thankful for the opportunity.
Well, I know we'll be talking to you a lot more in the future. Is there anything else we should mention?
Absolutely. I'm not sure.
We think we've got through all of it.
Yes, I think I did.
All right. Well, you've just survived your first time on the radio. There'll be many more, so be ready, all right?
I will do my best.
All right, back in a moment with our second segment on Inside Douglas County, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4 o'clock tomorrow. we do another program for Oregon Wine Month. And we're going to talk to one of the folks from Spire Mountain Cellars on Thursdays inside Douglas County. Well, something came along recently that literally never happened before here in Douglas County. A unique opportunity. Sarah Schwartz is here from the Shearing Committee of the Douglas County Farm Bureau. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So explain what opportunity has come your way.
So on June 6th and 7th, the U.S. Sheep Shearing Championships will be coming to the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And it's in conjunction with the Lamb Show, so we'll have a lot of people out there then. And we've got 50 competitors from all over the U.S. and a couple of Aussies that are joining us as well. They'll be competing in conventional shearing, so beginners, intermediates, and open class, as well as blade shearing, so that'd be the old-fashioned clippers, and then wool handling as well.
A lot of people know absolutely zero about sheep shearing.
You are correct.
So explain, why is this a competition?
Well, I think it's like any other thing that, you know, people get together and do a job and they say, I'm better than you are, and they have to prove it. So that's how sheep shearing contests work. It's a timed event, so they will shear so many sheep per contestant, and then after they're shorn, the judges look at the animal to make sure that there's no wounds. So if there are wounds, they get extra points, which is bad. Extra points are bad. And then also second cuts. So if they don't shear smoothly against the skin and they miss a little piece and then they go back and get it again, then that's also a dock against them. So it's because you want long wool for making products with, basically.
Interesting. And I'm trying to just correlate this over here. What if this was done by hairdressers on people?
Oh, man, that could get exciting, I would think.
I don't know. That could be very cautious or have some lingering after effects. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the Shearing Committee of the Farm Bureau, what are you guys involved in?
So we have shearers like Dan Dawson, who's our biggest instigator, I think, that wanted to bring the national contest here. And then we've got a couple of current shearers, and then we have past shearers, and then we have Randy's a judge, and also he teaches shearing. So it's a kind of a combination. I'm just trying to, you know, get people together and do all the paperwork. That's all I do.
So Dan, tell me how you got involved in all of this.
So I started shearing when I was 15 years old at a FFA shearing school that was held in at Alvarez's Ranch up in Glide, Oregon, along with other FFA students that was put on. And then from there, every year we did that, and then went to the UCC provided a college course taught by a New Zealander that came into Douglas County once a year that was held out in Umpqua, Oregon. And so that's where I kind of homed in my skills in more advanced courses, and then just sheared for the local people around here. And doing that, and then got a little bit better, and then traveled to New Zealand and Australia, and sheared over there doing contests and that, and that's where, you know, where I've come from, I guess.
Now, so this has got to be sort of a hobby, or is this?
No, I did this for a full time job for 21 years.
My gosh, and I think a lot of people again are like, that's a I mean. Obviously, it's something that has to be done, but I don't think a lot of people understand it.
Yeah, it's the sheep have to be shorn once a year, and if you travel around from Idaho to Washington to California and here in Oregon, it takes all year to get them all done.
Wow! So there's not a lot of people that do this.
Very few. A lot of foreign labor comes in from New Zealand and Australia to help the U.S. sheep producers actually shear the nation's flock.
Now, I mean, I guess a lot of people, my initial thought would be if you have sheep, you probably figure out how to do it yourself, but maybe not.
Nope. It's something you have to get in shape for. Just like any other physical activity, you can't just go out and do it. It takes technique and it takes the right equipment.
And why 1 year? Once a year.
Why do we shear them once a year? Because when wool gets too long, they can't graze. They get caught in blackberry bushes like we have here, and they just need it off. And if you don't do it in 1 year's time, the staple of the fleece becomes too long, and it's not usable for any products.
Wow. Okay. Now, what? How'd you get the idea of trying to get this national competition here?
So we bid it. This competition normally is held in Rapid City, North Dakota, and so they were looking for bids to put it in. We're trying to move it around the United States to have it on different venues. So this is probably might be the only time it might ever be here in Douglas County. So that's how we got it. We bid it. We won the bid. We put a proposal together, and we were awarded that.
And so you've got these folks coming in from various places to do this, and you can kind of show off Douglas County at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And it's a 2-day event. It's the times that I competed in it myself a long time ago now, it was actually held at the California State Fair. And that's, you know, that fair goes on for a month. And so this is going to be pretty unique for Douglas County to have this here. If you win this, you are now on the world team, whether you're a blade shearer, you're a wool handler, or you're in the open division. And the world championships are going to be held in New Zealand in the spring next year. And this qualifies you for that.
Wow. Pretty cool. How many people overall do you think will be here?
So we're going to have about 50 competitors, and they're coming from all over. We have quite a few from Oregon, scattered all over Oregon. Most of the rest of the competitors are from the Midwest. And then we have a few scattered, like one from Arkansas. We have a couple coming from Massachusetts and Vermont as well. So that it's pretty exciting to have people from all over coming here.
So there's some kind of overall organization that kind of drives all this then?
So the Association of, So the Oregon Sheep Shearing Council the American Sheep Shearing Council is the overall organization that forms the team to represent the U.S. Overseas at the Golden Shears.
And when you're doing this, I mean, we're talking sheep of all different sizes, right?
No, so it'll all be ewes, and they are all coming from here in Douglas County. So that's part of what our producers are doing is, you know, making sure that the sheep are uniform so that, you know, the competition is fair for the competitors. And that's been a challenge, I think, for them to find the numbers of animals they need and the uniformity as well.
Well, certainly a lot of sheep in Douglas County, so that probably helped.
Yeah, there's about 20,000 sheep in Douglas County.
That's amazing. Really? I wouldn't have guessed that either. Goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Where at the fairgrounds is this going to be?
It'll be down at the River Arena. So that's the building that's has the sheep and goats in it during the fair.
And is there an admission charge to come check this out?
No, it's free to the public, and we're going to have some other stuff. There will be some antique equipment there. We have a gal that's going to buy the wool that's shorn at the contest, and she's going to be making rugs and selling that after the event. And we'll have some other displays and stuff there too. So,
anything else people ought to know about this event?
Just that it's something unique for Douglas County, and we really hope that you come out and visit us, and you know, come see the sheep and all our shears. So.
And what time on the 2 days?
So Friday it starts at 11, and Saturday is at 9.
All right, Sarah Schwartz and Dan Dawson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.